When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are live.
Man, thank God for the Kansas City Royals because they swept the Astros and the Rangers swept the Mariners. So I wanted to feel good about something, and the Mariners are still holding strong in that wild card.
Haven't kept up with baseball at all.
I don't blame you. I've
looking at everybody who gets eliminated.
Yeah. Before we revel in all these especially in one particular fan base, it's been a long season. It's been long. It's tested me so much. I'm like doing fantasy football, as we know, and hockey's right around the corner. So it won't be that hard, but like really to get like in depth with like postseason baseball is gonna be hard.
I'm just in it for the O's, baby, the O's.
No, dude, they're super cool.
Yeah.
They're super cool. They got fucking Baltimore, too.
No horse
too.
In the race whatsoever.
Yeah.
The only sports I care about
is the art of the... I'm sorry. It's not a sport.
You can't let Tom have... You can't have a dramatic pause around Tom.
The sport being the art of the deal.
He immediately thinks of something just so treacherous.
Yeah. He's like got like the Polly Walnuts like tick where he's just, ha ha.
Do you hear what I said? You hear what I said, Tone? I doxed the family. Christopher's going over there right now.
This is episode
169. It's 169.
Are you for real?
It's
bro, that's our that's 13 squared, dog.
Yeah.
We are hitting 100 by the end of the year. Jesus.
Yeah, we'll hit 200 probably by the end.
Yeah,
of the
we're hitting 200 by then. We're all together in the stew.
We are. We're up at Nick's studio. We're relaxing. This is why I sound like I'm not inside of a dipping can.
You won't fix your microphone, and won't let me fucking fix it for you, so.
What do you want? Well, you never suggested you would fix it for me, though.
And?
Do you have, like,
okay, you can't cop that.
Nick is, like, secretly, like, a really good, like, solderer. Like, he just has like...
Yeah, no.
You go in his
room.
I wish
I obtained those skills.
Yeah,
there's
no.
Just fucking motherboards everywhere.
I helped you put up the carpet here.
You did.
You were wearing Crocs, and you dropped a hammer on
my toe. Is finally growing out, dude. You can still see the blood blister on
there.
Do
you want to see my shoulder?
No.
It's even more horrific now, I think.
Show us other
things.
Oh,
you're going to tear your shirt. Ooh.
Oh!
Fuck that kid. Not really. I mean, like, disregard him.
I disregard you.
I disregard you.
Acquire currency.
Acquire currency.
Disregard females.
Disregard.
I disregard airline food.
It's been fun. Josh has a newspaper boy hat that Nick got him a special button for.
Yep.
So what's hot off the presses, Josh?
Well, in Cape Girardeau this week, we've had a naked woman. Actually, she was not naked. I forgot that part. She was fully clothed, and she jumped into Kappahaw Pond, and the police and fire department were called. That actually did happen, by the way.
Oh, that's the hell.
Did she find all the Alabama Raw Dog trophies?
That was a joke
there?
My boss made yesterday.
She's like, I got a funny one for you.
Dude, that was...
drugs, man. Don't do them.
Drugs are cool. There was a shooting at Dollar General last week as we were driving home. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that's what that was. All those cops there as we
were at.
Where you were driving us.
I
was drunk. That's when I got cheese.
Yeah.
Without my consent. That was the Pink Flamingos night.
Oh God.
Josh, reiterated to me over pancakes on Saturday that he did not like that movie.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, it just has some undesirable characteristics.
I told him what the ending is, and he won't like.
Does it reward itself?
Yeah, he doesn't. He's not cool enough to want to stick around and watch a drag queen eat dog shit.
Yeah.
Like, that part makes my stomach hurt.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I mean, I can't think of like.
It does.
I can't think of a more filthy act that I think represents this podcast than a drag queen eating dog shit.
That's actually the Hornsby challenge next year.
No, no, not one of us. First off, we would never look that good in pumps. Let's just be honest.
No.
If anything, I don't know. What characters would we be in it?
Oh, my God.
You would be the guy who ties the, who flashes
himself.
I knew
you were going to say that.
Well, he's the only one who isn't fat and disgusting.
God.
Josh would be the Eggman. I'd be Mama.
I am the Eggman.
You
I
are
had,
the Eggman.
I had eggs for dinner.
Eggs, yeah. Eggs, eggs.
That makes me so uncomfortable.
Yeah, honestly, the Eggman was kind of my favorite character. He was a nice guy. He catered to our nation's elderly babies.
Jesus Christ.
And he brought her a suitcase of eggs every day.
A suitcase of eggs every
Some
day.
Some grade A treat.
Great. Okay. We talked about this enough on another.
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah.
I don't want to relive
well,
that.
Well, I endorse the film.
You
I
do?
Think everybody should watch it.
You should. They should show it in schools.
They should show it in schools. kindergarten minimum.
Kindergarten minimum, you know.
And
they should we
corrupt
should.
Every single mind possible.
Yeah. It should be a play of it. That's what it should be. We should have kids doing like school
no,
plays.
No, I think it needs to stay
as is.
You want to rent a Port Cape and do another musical there?
Yeah,
that'd
go over great
Pink
with
Flamingos.
Doc. Yeah, what are you guys doing up there? We're reenacting Pink Flamingos. And they're like, okay, we don't know what that is. I'm sure it's whatever.
Cool.
Yeah, go ahead, you little. You little queefs.
You little rascal.
You little rat rascals. Yeah. Nice. I don't know. Jeff's got a nice little hat. He's got a pen. What's the pen say?
It's really not what it says, but what it stands for.
Yeah. Israel?
It stands for Al Gore.
Al Gore.
Invented the internet.
Global warming.
And global warming.
No,
and,
he did not.
Well, he didn't invent it. He brought the issue.
Like
he brought
that.
The issue to public light, and also the man bear pig. So,
man bear pig. He did man bear pig.
And then Lieberman, who has never done anything wrong in his entire life,
most boring politician,
and was a great guy. And I think Jeff needs to change his mind on it.
Jeff, you need to change your mind on him.
Yeah, Jeff.
I'll be frank. I have no knowledge about Lieberman except he's a boring old Democratic politician.
Oh yeah, a lot of them.
What did he do? What was the hitch?
He's what Andrew Tate would call a blue dog.
Yeah, he was a blue dog.
What's that mean?
Like neolib, I guess. Like blue dog Democrats, kind of. I would say more centrist-y. They kind of embrace more of the market elements of it. So Clinton era Democrats, I would kind of call blue dog Democrats.
Bill Clinton was the greatest president.
Bill
America
Clinton
ever
was
had.
A blue dog Democrat.
Kerry would probably be a blue dog.
Who? John Kerry?
Yeah.
Biden?
Biden, yeah, probably during that time. I would
Biden
say so.
Now?
Not now. He's he's been doing some base shit like with the NLRB. Mm. So that's kind of like that's a pretty huge thing. He's also going to join the picket, not join, but visit the picket lines of the United Auto Workers striking. That's
awesome.
Base. Yeah. Biden has like, he does like all the normal evil shit that you would expect out of like a neoliberal president. And then I don't know what it is. I think he's just an old decaying grandpa that smiles all the time and likes ice cream. And he's
I love
got
him,
a crack smoking son, which fucking rules.
Yeah.
But like,
who drives like 160?
Drives 160. Like, but like, there's something like, I don't like when he does something based or cool. I'm like, wow, this is get in, Jack. We're going to, we're going to put fewer kids in cages. So,
oh God, what? Would you say Joe Manchin is maybe a blue dog? He's like, I'm a relic of a past.
No,
time.
He's definitely the most blue dog Democrat out there. Yeah,
me and my constituency in the
I
coal
never
mine.
Saw him as a Democrat ever.
Yeah, I mean, like. I mean, I guess Blue Dog Democrats, like, I mean, because they would break from the mold of, like, party ranks, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, like, in the way that, like, John McCain was kind of, like, viewed as a maverick, you know, these Blue Dogs were kind of viewed as that. But I think they just kind of embrace more market traditions on it.
Man.
Or, sorry, market institutions, but...
I always thought Joe Manchin looked like his face was like a rotini pasta.
Yeah.
It's kind of swirly.
Yeah. I mean, I wish his face would stop breathing. That'd be good.
You breathe through your ass now.
Maybe
Joe.
It wouldn't be good. I mean, you know, West Virginia Republican governor. I mean, maybe just appoint like a Republican senator in his place. But God, does he suck?
Yeah, I wonder if state law is different on that, because I mean, in most states, like, they have to appoint someone of the same party.
Yeah,
so,
and
but it can be party in quotes, you know, like somehow more right wing.
Maybe. I mean, I know state governorship governorship. I know state governors can appoint like whoever they want to fill that seat.
Well, maybe it's one of those like unwritten tradition things. It's like is how you do it. These are the traditions.
Democrats love their rules and Republicans love rules until it benefits them. They don't really care about that.
What rule?
What rules, you sons of bitches?
Anytime I hear it, man.
Jordan Peterson. He's haunting
definitely on a bender again.
Benzo Bender.
What is he up to?
I don't know. Just being weird.
Oh, no. The newest thing was...
Well, the suits.
Yeah, the suits. Yeah, those fucking... But at midnight tonight, I will cut off all bridge access to Gotham. So I will steal all of Gotham's candy.
He's an interesting critter.
No, he made like a tweak, like saying communism was worse than the Nazis. And so I'm like, so that means...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well...
Listen, we don't care any water for Papa Joe Stalin out here. Maybe Papa Joe Biden, but better than the Nazis, I would say. They're better than the Nazis.
I'd say that's fair.
Yeah. Canada just fucked up. Did you see that? They brought in a Ukrainian nationalist who fought in World War II against the Russians, which, okay, cool.
Well, so he's like 80?
He's 98, but they didn't vet him hard enough when they fought against the Russians. He was part of an SS Waffen battalion.
Oh, God.
So he was a literal Nazi. And the Canadian house like gave him kudos, and they're like, oops, we...
didn't look into this.
Yeah, we didn't. I mean, we have all these resources at our hands at state level, but this one just got by us. Just got by us here.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of... When I think of Canada now, I just think of the Justin Trudeau, like...
Blackface?
Yeah. Well, it was...
Only the world leader that could pull
it was the Aladdin
face,
so... and it's like the Norm... Like, do like a Norm MacDonald joke, like, well, in other news, Canada has legalized Aladdin face, but blackface still remains illegal. You know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah. Ha! Ah. I'm Norm MacDonald. Ha! Ah.
R.I.P.
Ah. It sucks he died. Ugh. And that you killed him. You heard it here. Breaking news. Josh did in Norm. Why'd you do it?
Well.
Why'd you fucking
after do I, it? After I finished off Bob Saget, I was bloodthirsty.
Yeah, once you get that first taste, you can't stop killing, can you?
And, you know, the Gilbert Godfrey dying was just a mirror.
Was your first kill.
Yeah, that was a mere stepping stone. That was a mere parlay into a very viable future.
Yeah.
So.
Who are you going to kill next?
Mm.
Liza Schlesinger? Tom Segura?
Why do you always choose her?
Stav.
No, I'll never kill Stav. I'm actually killing all these souls and collecting them to make a sacrifice to keep Stav alive.
Yes, Stav. He's doing so much to not be alive.
Joe fucking Flacco.
Joe fucking Flacco showed me his dick.
Jesus.
That's where he had a Super Bowl ring on.
Yeah, who would I kill? I'm trying
to
think
kill?
Who my
comic
least
wise?
Who like my least favorite
comic
comedian is.
Dave Chappelle?
No, I wouldn't kill Dave.
I
mostly like his comedy. I just try to separate the trans stuff, which is hard. But
yeah,
You
see that Jimmy Carr clip?
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Carr. Yeah, we can kill him.
Yeah, you should put him down like a dog.
I never thought...
I'm here in America, and most people can't take a joke.
People used to like his shit, though, like 10 years ago.
He was on, like...
Like, he had a Netflix special, and I remember Bradshaw liked it.
He was on a show, I think it was... Is his name Charlie Booker or Brooker? The guy who made Black Mirror.
Okay.
And he was on, like, a... I remember seeing him on a show like that, and he made, like, school shooting jokes, like whatever he fucking... Smash mouth teeth fucking Brit does about our country.
Bit funny,
bit
isn't
funny,
it?
Oi, what about, you know. Kids don't eat schools, we kill all the Bangladesh. Oi, 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 oi.
How do you guys feel about Jim Jeffries?
I'm fine with Jim Jeffries. Yeah.
He's hit or miss.
Ricky Gervais?
He's annoying, yeah. Gervais? Josh, you should suck the blood out of him.
I have a soft spot for him.
I kind of do, too.
What is it, the atheist stuff?
No, I just think he's funny, and then he had that show Derek, where he was,
OG Office creator.
Yeah, OG Office creator, and I think he's funny.
Well, and
I think he's just annoying.
That show he had about losing his wife was very good too.
He's anti-trans.
Yeah, that's why I don't like him. Like,
Ricky.
Yeah, I know he's annoying. He's annoying. He's an annoying little sword.
I haven't been this disappointed in a Ricky since Boys in the Hood.
You fucker. Ricky. Who else is it? That's the thing that's like about these times is it's proven to me how fucking stupid stand-up comics are, and that you should find the ones that are just out there to be goofuses. We like Shane Gillis.
Two of us like Shane Gillis.
I don't know. Something
about
him.
Is it the politics thing?
I think it's his face.
No, he's definitely got... I had to compare it to a certain... he's mosaic. Anyway. That boy's got some FAS, I think.
No, I don't know, man. It's something about his... I don't know. I think it was a lot of the negative shit I seen too that just really
formed. You think he kick your ass?
Formed a. I don't care if.
Well,
he
all he did is was that do why? All he did was do a Chinese voice, and you love it when Tom does that.
Yeah, you goad me on. Do the voice, Tom.
I don't remember him doing that.
Well, yeah, that's why he got canned from SNL. Yeah, he did like a China joke. And he's like, because he has a bit where he's like, so like that was like okay, and like every like thing you can make fun of has like a certain tipping point when.
Well, yeah, the thing remember is he's like Asians is the last one we got before making fun of Asian people.
But he's like, and then he goes into actually you can make fun of Italians, and that's
that was that bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, I've seen that. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
he's the one who said hook nose wop, right?
Yeah, hook nose wop.
Yep.
Yep. Oh God,
that one's funny.
Yeah, but your favorite boy, you've been hyping over
Jeselnik, man.
Yeah,
yeah. No,
I'm ready for his next
he's
special.
Based. He's based as hell.
Yeah.
So this is gonna sound dumb. So when I was doing stand up, most people would be like, you kind of have like a Patton Oswalt vibe or an Andy Kindler vibe. But like one of them,
Patton Oswalt's
funny
though.
Comic that I really, really like and respect it. I think he just had enough. Drinks and he just wanted we were just shooting the shit, and then he like deconstructed my set, and he compared what like my opening jokes to like what Jeselnik does, and I'm like, I don't think I'm that dark. It's just simple misdirection.
Dude, but you could be, because I was listening to y'all's last episode. Some of the shit that you said was just kind of like some volleyball alley oop type shit on Josh, dude. It's just like
I don't even remember what
he could
said.
He could have took some of this shit even more darker, but he didn't.
No, yeah.
I mean, it's not a bad guy to like.
No, yeah.
Just if you he's straight up like hook, line, sinker, dude. I'm gonna fucking have one banger after another. Short, sweet, nonstop.
There is. I think you've seen him perform, Nick. Spencer Tegmeyer, have you ever met him?
I don't know.
Okay, he is Tyler, Thor, and I's favorite comic when we were booking comics out of St. Louis. And Tegmeyer, that's what he does, is Jeselnik, like, set up in misdirection. One of my favorite ones he does, and I hate that this is my favorite one, because this is not going to, the running joke on me is going to keep going. He does a joke where he talks about playing Scrabble. And he's like, and I saw my opportunity, I went for it, and everyone was so mad at me. And the Scrabble where they plays is like that. He's like, that I played the N-word. And they were even more mad when they realized how long I had been saving up to play that. And he does shit like that. It's very, he does very dark, psychotic stuff.
Oh,
and I
God.
Tell you, it doesn't ever go like, he keeps it within that realm that people, no matter who, really kind of embrace as a joke, and they don't look at him because he's a tall white guy with blonde hair. Look at him as a fucking Aryan Brotherhood guy. Like, he does like a bunch of stuff like that, and he has a subway joke I will tell after the pod because it's very fucked up, but that's who like captures like Jeselnik's like setup and delivery. There was another St. Louis comic named Lucas Hinderleiter that did that as well, but I haven't seen Lucas while he moved to like New York. But those two, fucking killer. There's some about like, yeah, here's my 15 minute set, and it's packed with like, yeah, like 30 jokes, like two jokes a minute, really.
Right. Damn.
Yeah. What about baseball? True Ron died today.
Yeah, good. The Cardinals got blown out. Cool.
We lose it. Are we winning 70 games?
I don't care if we do or don't. I don't even know the record.
67-88.
They can
we're
win
losing 90
more.
Games. Yeah, we're definitely losing 90.
Man.
Padres are hot at the wrong time.
They not eliminated yet?
No, the Cubs hold the last spot. They have 82 dubs. And I can't remember if the Padres are 77 or 70. And I know they have 79 losses. So, I mean, it's the best the Padres can finish at is 83-79. So if the Cubs win one more, they tie. And if the Cubs win two more, Padres are fucked.
I'm just ready for them to be eliminated.
Yeah, it kind of sucks because at the beginning of the year, we were like, spend the money. And the three highest payrolls. I mean, Yankees are at least going to have a winning record. But,
yeah.
Or may have a winning record, sorry. They still. And then, but
they're eliminated.
They are. Actually, let's get to that because I know you're probably happy about that.
Both New York teams.
That fucking, yeah.
Finito.
It's a great city, Nick. You should
I'm gonna
visit.
Drag my nuts across Stephen Cohen's face.
That city is so
like
awful
York
at sports.
New York.
New York.
New York. New York.
New York.
New York.
That city.
It's funny when you're sitting next to me.
The fuck was that?
I was groped.
Little Carmine energy. Yeah.
That's just how they talk, bro. I'm just
New York.
New York.
New York. Yeah, they sound like they're dry
heaving. New York.
Welcome to New York. New York.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Check out this guy. Tony B's throwing up. New York. Throws up a big egg.
Welcome to New York.
Throws up a small miniaturette twin tower. We gotta go to that city. We should all go there.
No, you guys need to come to LA with me.
Okay, we'll go to LA with you.
I've been wanting to go to LA for so long.
And get stabbed.
So
Fox
awesome.
News told me to be scared of that place.
No.
Because they have
I am
Mexicans.
I feel so much safer in LA than I do in St. Louis.
It's yeah. Wait, hold on. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I had something for it, but... Well, it's because, like...
Well,
LA
you're right. You're actually right, man.
Well, yeah, no, like... Yeah, well, I'm thinking, I'm like, well, LA's, like, huge. Like, it's the whole entire, like,
well,
LA county,
you know this, yeah.
Super spread out.
It's big as fuck. Mm-hmm. It's big as fuck. It's kind of comedic, whatever.
And St. Louis is a huge,
comedically
like,
big
metro and county area, but, yeah, I mean, like, LA... Huge, diverse. They also live near the ocean. And what does St. Louis have? A bit two fucking muddy ass rivers.
And Mississippi River is a crown jewel games. Of America. And how dare you?
How dare you?
Not a fan. I know I've said it a lot, but
California pizza. What do we got? St. Louis ribs. Pork steaks.
Yeah, but California Pizza Kitchen's like trash. So
I've been hearing.
Do you not like
more,
the frozen ones?
No.
I've been hearing more and more people. Talk up California style pizza, and like I guess it has to be better than Detroit style. Like
there's so much food. Like there, like you can go to St. Louis and go to the Fox Theater, Cardinal game, Blues game,
yeah,
whatever the fuck. But, like, you go to California, southern L.A., there is everything to do.
Yeah, you mean, like,
and
big names.
Every
stuff.
Place
yeah, yeah.
to eat.
Yeah.
Every single store imaginable. Every grocery store imaginable.
Yeah.
And it's just a little more expensive than living in St. Louis.
Yeah. And I don't mean this as pushback. St. Louis has that sort of stuff. It's just harder to find. Like, whatever. You have to really go looking for it. You know, okay? So you cranking there?
So can I not go in St. Louis and go to, like, on a celebrity homes tour? Can't do that in St. Louis.
If you go to Wildwood and Ledoux, you know, so we can break into one of those places.
Yeah, that's...
But, like, no, they have good stuff there. It's just, like... Yeah, I mean, that's now like what you go to St. Louis for. You go St. Louis is a, I would say sports is probably the primary tourism.
You go to St. Louis
to
fucking fly to Los Angeles. That's what you do.
Yeah, no, that's the correct answer on that one. But like, no, I've been to like orchestras there with.
I can't hate St. Louis 100,000%, but I don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I used to hate it, but I after working up there,
you don't ever go there and be like, this is my fucking city.
This is my fucking city.
The Hill. Reminds me of little towns in L.A.
Yeah.
Like, it does.
Yeah, they have communities like that, but it's just like...
Oil spills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
L.A., yeah, I mean, it's just... I mean, to find, like, all the cool stuff that you mentioned in L.A., one that obviously St. Louis doesn't have all of it. It's just, like, one fun thing I did was...
They have a free zoo.
They do have a free zoo. They threw on a really awesome musical number called "The Curious Case of the Dog in the Nighttime," and you just go up to the rep and you watch it. But that's not something to be like, catch this here in St. Louis this weekend at the Fabulous Fox. It was an awesome musical. They also had where they have a live orchestra do the soundtrack and you watch Jurassic Park or Star Wars, and that's really awesome, cool stuff.
They do that in KC too at the rep.
Yeah, and it's just
yeah, the Science Center is cool, the art museums, the fucking city
museum. Butterfly
House.
And while you can't forget the Butterfly House.
And while
Butterfly
they have
House, the magic, or the Magic House.
The Magic House.
Can't forget the Magic House.
Is
that's a real place, right?
No, I feel
and the Moyles.
The Moyles.
The Magic House is totally
a
place.
Jewish... Yeah. Yeah,
they do. They have a Holocaust museum over there. Me and my dad went to it once. Yeah. And then we went to Delhi right after.
Oh, that reminds me of that Jeselnik bit.
Which one?
There's so many shoes there. It's like a Nike store.
Yeah. St. Louis is fun, but yeah, LA is probably just... Like, I remember...
Neither
of you
have been.
I feel like L.A. has the perfect combination of amount of, entertainment. Because, I've been to Vegas, which is just an overload of the senses on that. And I bet L.A. is no, we dial that shit back a little bit. We
and you get the beach,
around.
Bro.
Yeah. They have a beach. Yeah, that's a big thing.
Tons of beaches.
Tons of beaches.
Up and down the coast.
Yeah.
And you go up, you go north an hour, there's all these cool beach towns.
Mm-hmm.
Then you hit Santa Barbara, which is, really, really rich. Santa Barbara's super richy.
We should go.
That's
there
where Oprah lives. You know.
Yeah, we should go there and steal from those people.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Has been one of those things I'd love to do. Would just go to LA and rent a car and then just drive up the coast for an afternoon.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, driving
so
in LA
fun.
Is terrible.
I bet. Yeah. I bet. So.
And Paloma drove the whole. I didn't drive once. I was I'm not driving while I'm here.
No, you'd be very anxious.
Well, it's just if I don't have to, because of how insane it is, Paloma did it. My dad, oh my God.
Your dad screaming.
Oh my fucking God, dude.
Get out of the fucking road.
I think it was day two, the next, oh my God, all four of us are in the fucking, in my uncle's Subaru, it's an
You're
SUV.
You're in the kennel, obviously, just mellowing out.
Jeez, yeah. Yeah, I'm in the back seat. And it's just... God, being in the back seat and him driving was just a fucking nightmare.
Is your dad a bad driver, or is he just...
No, he's like, I know these streets from the back of my head. I'm like, yeah, he hasn't been here in 35 fucking years. Okay.
Let me tell you, I know these fucking streets.
Yeah,
oh,
he
dude,
does.
That's that old man comment.
Fair enough, he does know. It is his backyard. He knows where he's going.
I mean, we all kind of know from playing GTA 5.
So crazy how much shit in that game is just real.
Yeah.
In the real world,
yeah, they have What do they have in GTA?
Well, the pier, the Santa Monica Pier, and then the observatory and the Hollywood sign. And
I mean, Sunset Boulevard's pretty
Laurel
pretty
Canyon.
The floating, jet bike. Forgot that, the jet bike. Yeah. The mass amounts of blood and murder. Mm-hmm.
There's less homeless people in
GTA,
though.
Tucker told me
though.
To be wary of that city. Tucker told me I should go to a nice, safe right-wing city like Casper, Wyoming.
At first, they were talking about Tucker from Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, because we just watched that today.
Yeah. You ever seen that, Nick?
Is that the show?
No. It's a movie.
It's the Evil Dead spinoff or whatever, right?
It ain't that, no.
It is kind of campy like Evil Dead, but it's not.
Who's the guy? Tyler Labine and...
Alan Tudyk?
Tyler Labine.
Tudyk or whatever. Tudyk? T-U-D-Y-K. Labine.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy who played Steve the Pirate in Dodgeball.
He's from Firefly. That movie is totally me and Josh. And then we have to figure out what character you'd be in it, and I think he'd be
the guy.
Yeah, the psychotic college kid.
with a burnt face.
Mm. Wow, these college kids showed up, start killing themselves on my property.
Yeah, these guys just, like, rent a they buy a cabin, and then they go out there, and these, like, college kids are camping nearby, and then just through, like, they've seen these redneck guys who bought the cabin before, and they caught kind of, like, weird vibes and got spooked by them. But so then, like, they kept, every single interaction they have with them throughout the movie, one of these kids dies. So just, like, running away, and then they, like, run into, like, a big... almost a spear-shaped piece of wood and impale themselves.
What is happening? Fucking Tucker's, like, cutting a log, whatever, and he hits, like, a hornet's nest,
yeah.
And so they're, like, walking up to his cabin. He comes running around. He's like, just waving a chainsaw around. I'm like, just being super high in the writer's room, just trying to... so then he does this.
Yeah,
and one of these kids just runs into a sharp tree. Although the best one's the kid is like, I'm going to get you, and he jumps into the wood chipper.
Hey, they got inspiration from Fargo for that, I'm sure.
That's a good one. Yeah. I think any, like, wood chipper scene is.
So. Yeah. We love a wood chipper. How much wood could a wood chipper chuck?
How much wood could a woodchuck put in my ass? If a woodchuck could fit in my ass.
The whole tree, baby.
The whole tree. I told him to leave the branches.
But since it's in your ass, this is why we have to destroy Nick's drum set when we smoke meat next time.
We're going to put this whole oak drum set in my ass.
You know, that was the last Pearl Vision kit with that
ever?
Finish.
Mm. That was a nice finish.
That's a great finish.
It's got nice lacquer, nice shine.
I need to clean it up some, but it is a pretty...
You got
to
get some polish.
Pretty kit.
Great vibes in here. This Travis's drum set. And
my drum set.
Your drum
Travis
set.
Travis plays on it.
So do you guys move this drum set for every gig?
There's the dry puke from Rash. It's been
or do you have like one that he uses?
No dry puke. I don't know. No, that was a spilt beer.
Yeah.
We pack it up most gigs. Unless we know there's a kit you know, another band that's willing to let us share, which is nice, but it's better for Travis to play on what he knows.
Yeah.
So.
Because I'm sure everything's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Placement and whatnot. I'm a drummer in my...
You're a drummer?
Mm-hmm. At heart.
I'm a drummer at heart.
At heart.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm the little drummer boy, actually.
The little drummer. You got the rosy cheeks for it.
Yeah. I bring these gifts to you. Parumpa pum pum.
Why is it crack and, and guns? Josh, you work for the CIA. Yeah,
He's an undercover.
Parumpa pum. Code name Parumpa pum pum.
That has to exist somewhere.
What? Like code name Drummer Boy or something? Yeah. Operation Little Drummer.
Operation Parumpa pum pum.
Code name Parumpa pum. What was Operation Little Drummer Boy? It was the United States attempt to invade the North Pole. Colonize the North Pole. Put these. And bring the March of the Penguins under our thumb. Stop the migration of the penguins. Oh, man.
What if we give the penguins, like, you know, yellow fever blankets and stuff?
We get them addicted to crack is what we do, and then deny them housing.
They're carrier penguins.
We're
going to
round them up. We're going to put them on reservations.
We're going to talk about Bricks the penguins on Fox and get everyone scared about these penguins that we just gave crack to and denied mortgages to.
Yo, I fucking watched the telemarketer documentary on HBO. Did y'all watch that yet?
No, there's a telemarketer documentary.
Fucking, you got to work tomorrow. You're off, aren't you?
I'm off. You want to watch it together?
We can snuggle under a blanket.
No, I watched
it
all last
blanket.
Night. Y'all need to watch that shit tonight if you want. It's three parts, just 3 hours.
3 hours, okay.
So
I can fit that
I'm
in
not maybe. Giving anything away, but it is fucking insane. Mm-hmm. The Sadafi brothers, they
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
They did Uncut Gems, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Danny McBride are co-producers of this.
Yeah.
So the guy from Precious Gemstones and Uncut Gems did a thing. That's
confusing.
They
made themselves a diamond.
Righteous
Gemstones. Righteous Gemstones, is that what it's
called? Precious.
My little Precious.
It is.
Nick, how do you feel about Yankees fans right now? How do you feel about the Yankees? The Yankees. Tell us how you feel about my team.
You know, it sucks. I wish the Yankees could have made it to the playoffs. It would have been good for baseball.
Yeah, very it's good always baseball. Good on that one. I feel like them missing the postseason's least surprising of all the teams. Like, it's least surprising compared to us, Padres, and Mets. Like, I swore the Mets would not, at the very least, not be like 12, 13.
They'd be, I figured they'd at least be a wild card team.
Right, and not be like we're trading World Trade Center Pete in the offseason.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is a little crazy.
What if the Cardinals get World Trade Center Pete?
Okay. Well, we got to put the arch in saran wrap, or it's our bubble wrap. You know, make sure it doesn't. I guess we need saran wrap, but he pees.
That
a
will
lot.
Not happen.
So.
Yeah.
No, if we pick him up.
We need to get one of the many white boy clones from the Orioles for Paul Goldschmidt. Bruh.
Dude, the fucking clone war is going over there.
Crazy.
I want to put up like a photo to the average fan, but like pick out Adley Rutschman of these guys.
That'll good be soldiers easy. Follow he looks, orders. He actually looks the most different.
How about Gunnar Henderson then? That would
yeah,
be
yeah, dude, and Heston Kjerstad and whoever the fuck else.
Jordan Westberg.
Heston and Gunnar and Adley.
Yeah, they really picked.
What the
picked,
fuck are these names?
Yeah, they really picked
Heston.
Up the
Jackson.
Most. Yeah, they really picked up the most fucking right-wing farmer kid names out there. That's what they did.
Adley's a
this
guy.
This is my son, Gunner. Yep, he got a back-to-blue tattoo. He's only six.
I just like to think that Adley's taking fucking BP wearing, like, fucking Sperry's and, like, long Nike socks.
No, he's,
like,
yeah, he's...
like,
no, Adley's taking with a fedora with safari flaps, bro.
Well, yeah.
Adley's probably based, I would assume.
Yeah, I'd say.
I'm sure him and Jack get along.
Well, yeah. Jack's not getting along well with the Orioles.
Anything.
With the game, yeah, with the game itself.
I hate to see it, though. I was hoping, yeah. Like...
I don't take any enjoyment out of that.
I you know...
I was hoping he could just...
Dare I say, Mo was good at his job, at least late July, early August, because I think we hashed on this a little bit, but like...
We fucking fleeced the Rangers.
Yeah, we... And only the Henny Cabrera trade, but then again, we were just looking to get rid of him, and like he's starting to kind of blow up a little bit over at Toronto.
I'm not sold on the Rangers trade quite yet, just because if it's contingent on like Jordan Montgomery being like, I'd be open to signing with you guys in the offseason, I think, and I mean, because we're just talking about prospects. Like,
yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of hype around Roby and
Sujaze,
but at the same time, they're prospects, so...
Did we pick up one more?
And Montgomery's actually pitching very good.
Yeah.
John King is who else we got. Yeah. No, yeah, Monty's good. He threw seven innings, beat the Mariners.
But he's a fucking, what's-his-face client.
Boris?
Yeah.
Scott Boris?
Yeah, he's not signing with the Cardinals.
Monty? No, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I was
that,
hoping, but.
Yeah, I mean, I just say that, like, the value that the Rangers would get if it was kind of like, hey, I would be very open to re-signing. If like this would be a great place to land. I like working with Maddox as my pitching.
Speaking
coach.
Of signings, for you know, think off season. Ryan put this in the group. Sonny Gray.
I'm cool with it.
You're cool with it. I don't want it to be our big splash though.
No.
But he was a little. So I think since after because we know the Yankees broke Sonny Gray, and then he went to the Reds who fixed him, and. When he went to the Reds till now, I think his ERA for the last 4 or 5 years was like 3.3-something. He had one season where it was just over 4 in Cincy, and other than that, he has been not elite, but incredibly good.
A tier, not S, but A.
Yeah, he is. I think he'll command a larger deal than Michael is. I think kind of.
Fucking Miles, dude.
They gave Michael that deal because they saw him more as like comparable to like Chris Bassett, who got a similar deal, obviously.
It's stability too.
Yeah, so
which hasn't been great this year, but
I mean, I give 2 years, $20 million to Sonny Gray max, you know.
240.
Mm-hmm. 240, yeah. I'd give him that. Maybe yeah. I think he has the ability to command more than that because he's been so good, and he's going to be a top five Cy Young.
Well, who are we waiting on? Grisefo and fucking McGreevy?
And McGreevy's not going to be shit.
MacGyver?
I mean, who else? Is that? And then Tink Hentz.
Who got shelled.
Hentz?
Double A, yeah.
Did he?
Oh, yeah, he got lit the fuck up when he got up to double A. He has like a 5.5.
Oh.
It's all right. I mean, it's development and stuff. It's development. Yeah,
it's growing pains.
And he's what, 21?
20
yeah,
or 21.
Young. He's super young. And like the thing, like I mean, Jack Leiter got fucking promoted to AAA. So, you know, the thing they should look for is, you know, is he getting swings and misses? Is his velocity looking good? And is he not giving up free base runners? Because, you know, defenses in minor league ain't going to be like the majors where they bail you out of a lot of shit. Tink got lit up. Roby's looking great. But, I mean, he'll probably be up late next year, maybe mid next season. Libs is not.
He's gone.
No, I mean, I still side with Kyle Reese saying, like, they should just put him in the rotation, let him eat, let him get, like, a normal, like, routine going. And I think we're just fucking that poor kid up. I think we're going to just turn him into a, you know, a fringe spot starter within this organization or a relief arm.
The curious case of Jake Woodford.
Yeah, he started yesterday.
Oh, well.
The game we won in extras.
Our game,
LOL,
our
Padres, 0-12 in extra innings this season. LOL.
Oh, dude. Woodford, yeah, I've watched zero. I'm with you. I've watched, like, zero baseball.
Yeah.
I haven't watched one. I watched Waino pitch.
Oh, yeah, I watched that game.
That was right after.
That was the last game I watched.
Right after Nick Chubb ruined my fantasy.
When his fucking knee went inside out.
Ooh, yeah, he just
he left.
It's
like pulling legs off a spider for you.
That thing went backwards.
That's a bird. Yeah, no, dude, it was horrific.
He just hyperextended it. That's all.
Yeah. No,
trust me.
So he didn't.
No,
I'm a doctor.
He
didn't erase
out.
his ACL.
MCL. That's all he tore. He only tore his MCL.
His knee didn't break.
I mean, it's broke, but he only tore his MCL. I thought everything.
That's
else.
Actually a fairly quick recovery. He might be back this season.
No.
Adrian Peterson came back in a season where he tore his MCL.
No, he got injured. He missed the rest of it. And usually, like on an ACL tear, you're looking at like around 9 months recovery.
Adrian Peterson went freak mode
and came back in 6 months in time to start that following season.
And I was actually thinking of meniscus, not MCL. That's why, because he did tear his MCL, and he was back like 4 or 5 games later.
Mm-hmm.
So,
meniscus, the goddess of
my
jukes.
Dad, my father tore his meniscus once.
My meniscus.
Your dad was balling out on the court.
No,
Joshua, my meniscus is torn.
Joshua, my meniscus.
This was before his gastric bypass, so he just like was like walking into the house and went up the step weird, and it just like popped.
Oh, dude, that's like that's a huge fear of mine. It was like one wrong step on something, and all of a sudden like my knees.
Fuck.
Like why the like? I got another Charlie horse this morning. That was terrifying.
Dude.
And, like, I keep thinking of, like, that or, like, tearing my Achilles after seeing Aaron Rodgers, tear his.
Oh.
And I was like, and just seeing, like, oh, yeah, here it is all the way up here.
Yeah, but the Achilles is, like, a really hard muscle to tear. That's why it's such
a rare.
It's
incredibly strong, yeah.
Yeah, it's. I mean,
but I'm like,
the entire
just like,
reason you can do that with your
foot.
Just
one wrong step and then snap. I'm like.
Fucking Lucci, he He came up to me the other day. He's like, did you hear me screaming at like 4 in the morning? I'm like, no, I didn't. He's like, dude, my leg was cramping so bad. He got a fucking Charlie horse, dude.
I got a fucking Charlie
horse. And he was like, he thought he was dying, dude.
They hurt
so
bad.
Yeah. So I don't.
He was like,
I don't get mine. I don't get mine like in the middle of the night because that is terrifying. coming out of a sleep in pain.
That's
going,
the only
no!
time. That's the only time I get them. It's just nightmare, nightmare, nightmare.
I get them when I like wake up and I stretch and I'll stretch and I'll flex like this and then right here.
He goes,
and I'm like, why did I do that? I know that's gonna, I know that's a possibility of happening now. And then I'm like, okay, for the next 90 to 120 seconds, I'm going to be in intense pain and try not to scream so loud. Josh is like, maybe I should call, maybe I've I'll call Callie and Aaron to come over and check on Tom.
He's dead. We're taking the cat.
You're calling my mother's.
He's dead. We're taking Biscuit.
Is that how the two lesbians sound?
I don't want to like, you really want to know how they sound?
I mean, Callie can't say her R's. Amazing.
I'm taking Biscuit.
I'm taking Biscuit.
That's Aaron.
Fuck out. Repulsive.
I can't say my Y's.
Fucking repulsive.
That's so mean.
They're actually fused together.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
Yeah. That yeah. might have been a hate
This
crime.
Is the one episode they decide to listen to.
Oh, my God. I bet, like, Josh is so funny. Like, no, Josh is going to send him the timestamp. Hey, listen it. From here to here.
Why are you like this? After yeah. all the goodwill you sowed with Aaron when you got her phone.
Yeah, because I was arguing with a customer who was super right-wing, but that's not argue with
but
anyone
then,
over politics.
Yeah, but... And then Callie grew to like you. She hated you at first. It was fun.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
She'd be like, is Tom going to be there? And I'm like, yeah. But it's important to me that you come. Okay.
Okay, I guess. He says the R word all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, Aaron did get on you once for saying that.
Yeah, and I stopped after
I
she
was
asked.
There.
Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, don't say that, please. I'm like, yeah, sure.
So then we just started saying other words for pussy, and that's where Big Mouth Billy Gash came from.
Oh, yeah. Throwback.
Yeah, that was a good throwback. That was, Nick was all, what were you dressed up as? Because we were having a field day with that.
You were just wearing like a short sleeve, like button up
wearing my
shirt,
normal
but it,
attire.
But
no,
all
he,
all
was,
like, sudden,
he was looking like Ace Ventura.
All
that's
of a sudden,
what
I'm dying of AIDS.
Yeah. Well, it's because you're just naturally thin and frail and.
I
we
have
gotta
made
get you
concerted
in the gym. I would love
to
see you just muscled up, dude. Like, fucking yoked out of your mind.
Come ball with us, Nick.
Yeah, dude, come fucking ball with us.
Get on that ball.
Don't you want to be heavy lifting boys like me and Josh?
If I start working in Cape again, I definitely might consider
I'll sneak you into my gym. I can fit you in my bag. My little gym bag.
Yeah,
you see Nick's humongous hands and feet sticking out of it.
No,
what do you got there, Tom? In my workout gear.
The thing is, what we'll do is we'll just.
It's made by Nike.
We'll get one of those big trench coats, and I'll support you. And then you're on top of my shoulders, but you're wheeling a suitcase with Nick. And then when they're like, "Come on, guys, cut it out," I'm like, "Oh, I'm also a member," and I scan. And then it's a misdirection.
They're like, "You know what? We don't want to open this even further. Yeah. You know what? Just go in.
They won't even notice a suitcase. They'll
hide
just
Nick
be
under
like,
our shirts.
You guys,
No, stop touching me. Stop it. It's a glandular issue.
Glandular.
Oh, Jesus.
Get to the fucking locker room. We're like, you can come out, Nick. And he just falls over like a pet you left in a hot car. We're like, oh, shit. I
sweat. Give him some Gatorade.
I didn't know I sweat that much while driving.
Jesus Christ.
Get him some Gatorade. Quick. I need lemon lime stat. Not Arctic Blat. Lemon fucking lime. It's okay. It's okay. Come on. Come on. Take a sip. All right, dude. You ready to go hit the Nautilus machine?
Tom, we're getting you back into stand-up in 2024.
Christ. I don't know if I can do it.
Yes, you can. We'll support you.
Every now and then I get the itch, like when I'm in the shower, I'm like, this would be a bit. No. Stop it. Don't think of that.
It's fighting demons. You're going to be, what, 32?
33 in January. Yeah.
Yeah
it's all
time.
Over for you hoes.
It's time.
33.
Yeah.
You're
going to
be
gonna
Larry
just delete
Walker.
Tinder and Bumble now because, like.
Get on Hinge.
Yeah. I'm looking for a nice little dommy mommy with a good career. Preferably no kids, but ugh. Guess we can do a step.
Oy vey.
Oy vey.
I feel like as like a dude who might be going into a situation, like not, I am not going into a situation, but like if you were a guy who is going, like, dating a girl, she has a kid, and like you want to like show like, hey, I'm like cool with your kid if you actually like the kids. But oh, you can't. No, I'm just saying, like, you have to ride that line. Worried. You can't be like, I love your kids immediately, because then it, and this
that's creepy.
And this economy.
Nick, what do we do? Don't get on the Cape Girardeau County Sheriff's website. I may have been a little too excited to meet this late. All right. There's nothing good that can come. I mean, we can.
We should dox what's his face we found here.
I keep wanting. No. But I like the bit of us just like studying and knowing all the sex offenders in the area. And then just be like, what's up, bro, dude? You fucking led the league in this. In public flashings. You know? That was a fun bit. Back to baseball. You know,
what is
there to talk about with baseball? I'm so tired of baseball.
I feel like I saw.
Hey, do you want to get into hockey?
No.
Come on. I got to get Josh in
hockey. No, it's only baseball.
Only baseball? You hate football. You were watching college football the other day. And shitting on it.
Not on my own.
It's what Joe wanted.
It's what Papa Joe wanted. You don't like basketball, right?
Nah.
Strictly only baseball.
Although, it's the least soap opery fucking sport. We've talked about this.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Refresh me. We can reopen that.
We don't have to.
What about tennis? Tennis isn't very soap opera.
No, it's not, but I don't want to watch
play
tennis.
That's the problem,
so. Dude, we should play tennis, though.
Pickleball or tennis?
I play both, but, like, tennis.
We would die. We would have a heart attack.
I've been trying to get you to play pickleball at the gym.
No, the little ladies take it. No, we just played basketball.
Yeah. We got to relaunch the World Slurries.
Yes, we do. And this time we got to scream it while we're like, we're going to have to think of clever ones. We'll start small. We'll start with and we're back. sorry, our Jason Whitlock tendencies took over. And all apologies. We love Mina Kimes.
What else could I be?
Fucking fat and gay. Do 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 do.
Wow.
There you go.
You have rhythm.
I have rhythm, man.
Yeah, good rhythm.
I have great rhythm. You know, speaking of rhythm, I can only play rhythm guitar. And I remember learning how to play guitar because I thought it would get me pussy. Never got
wrong.
Me pussy. Never. Yeah, no. Drummers get the pussy.
You gotta be a singer.
You gotta be the singer. You gotta
we're gonna
be
make
like
you
Nicky
a star.
Over here. Nick's got a new song.
He does have a new song.
Tell us about a new song.
Oh, it's a new song out.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
What's
come
it
on.
Called?
It's
Don't
called
be shy. Hey, come here, tell
your
grandma.
Stop it. It's called Only You Do It Right.
Only Ooh. You Do It Right.
What do they do yeah. right?
I didn't name the song.
Dudley Do
I didn't
Right.
Wanna, I didn't want to name it that, but I'm just a go with the flow type of guy. Mm-hmm. It's like, cool. I don't give a shit. Name it.
So is it a sexual song?
Not very.
Oh.
Not like the rest of them.
You guys are finally starting to write real music then, it sounds
yeah.
like. Oh.
I write one sex song, and that's all I get boxed in it.
Oh, well, boxed in. I get boxed in. And
y'all,
I like the box.
And I like the box.
And I like the box. It's very warm.
And I never talk.
And I never talk. Yep.
We're going to go nuts in there. Shirt brother, I fucked up. This kind of went crazy.
Dude, Connor O'Malley's last few Instagram videos have been pretty awesome.
He's fucking insane.
Yeah. We should get him on.
That would be very cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Connor, you like baseball?
Yeah, I fucking love baseball, dude.
Well, we don't really talk about it a lot, even though it's in the name. What we like to do is get people who like baseball listen and then horrify them.
It's better than getting buried in the comedy podcasts.
Yeah, the podcast. I like that. Yeah.
We should get buried in like a cooking podcast.
Who's our next guest?
Yeah.
We're getting Stu Styles 3 coming up, man. I need to see and talk to Stu.
We need to talk.
We gotta
to
get
Stu,
Kyle.
Kyle back on.
We haven't talked to Dan at all this season. We got to get Dan on.
Yeah, I guess. And I saw him send that shirt to Dan. I'm going to do that this week. So,
how often should I remind you to do it?
Until I do it.
Okay.
Really tap into your annoying Jewish roots. Okay. Maybe like, have you
like
done
I did
it?
With
no,
the,
I haven't, Josh!
Like I did with the lawnmower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, where's the lawnmower at? I don't know.
I'm like, hey, have they fixed the lawnmower yet? No.
Have they fixed
it?
It's
like 2 weeks. No. Hey, have they done that yet? I only ask once a day, though. It's like, any updates
only
on
once.
The lawnmower?
Yeah. And you were sneaky about it when you knew. You'd just be like, yeah, I got some mail here. Looks like this one's from your mom. Looks like this is from Rota. And have you figured out where the lawnmower is at? I'm like, what was that last part? Nothing. Just, you know, it's your mail and wherever our fucking lawnmower is.
Man, but
and
hey,
it returned. I didn't tell anyone to pick it up. Someone just took it and fixed it.
Yep.
Yep.
We're gonna get a back patio. We were talking about that.
What if your lawnmower was just stolen?
I mean, it could easily be done. We don't like take the fucking keys
the,
out of
the,
it.
The keys there. Said to move a tarp.
I'll be like, ah, good riddance.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually a grill cover we have over it. Yeah.
It's crazy that you guys rent a home
together.
But
together.
Still have to mow your lawn.
It is very
stupid.
That is
stupid. Pretty dumb, yeah.
Also, the bug guy, we have to pay for that, too, out of pocket, which is dumb.
No, that's crazy.
We should move in here. We should move into the
that's
studio.
Crazy.
Right here. Right here. Put our beds end to end.
We can play night crawlers.
We can play night crawlers, and we can read little bedtime stories
yeah.
to each other. Be like, and that's how General Grant burned
you know, this
down
wall,
Richmond.
This wall is big enough to where like we could have like two queen beds, like with an in like a middle end table right yeah. there. This really could be a bedroom for me.
And they
this,
still and Nick
so
still has to come here and do
practice. Situation
Andy
reminds
Malanakis.
Me of this. Hold on.
What is it?
Pretty good, huh?
Oh, that's awesome.
Pretty funny, huh? It's like you're gonna unzip your table, huh? Just like the way you unzip your pants, huh?
Okay. Tom Green.
Yeah, it's Tom Green.
Oh, man. All right. Okay.
Just like how you
shit, I'm getting...
Anyway.
That's a deep cut.
That's a very deep cut.
That shit's funny.
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
You got a fun algorithm on TikTok. and I think I'm like
yeah, fun's one way to describe it.
I'm like 30 messages behind on watching any.
The most iconic sample flip of 2017. These are fun. I don't care though.
Yeah.
Let's see.
He's
are you
taking,
sure you
want
to play these?
Yeah, no, he's trying to find one he can play.
Oh, God.
You have so many to look through.
I know.
Where are mine?
I don't know.
You need to send me some. I want my algorithm all fucked up.
All the TikToks he sends me are ones we get in the group as well.
Mm-hmm. It's like a handful, yeah.
Yeah.
It has to go through the app because when I open it, it just takes it into a browser. And like.
Do you have the app?
I do have the app, yeah.
So you're an agent of China.
I don't care,
do
dude.
The voice.
I can Google any of us, and all of our information will pop up. So,
yeah, no, easily. You can,
doesn't even matter.
Hell, you can find my YouTube channel. That we
Which,
watch
yeah,
Pleasure
you
Cruise.
Shout out.
Pleasure Cruise 3000. So,
Sonic the Groundhog.
Sonic the Groundhog.
I think my YouTube account was like Mr. Banana Man or something. Like, it was like.
Ring, 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 yeah. ring, ring, banana boy. Y'all want some bananas?
There's like,
peanut butter
there's,
jelly time.
There's videos of me teaching like fake lessons for like my teaching classes.
What is a banana man?
I don't know if that's what it is, but it was something
when Josh
banana.
Had his hair down.
But yeah, there's
Josh
like.
Josh had a mullet?
There's this ones where I'm teaching like American history lessons and to no one.
Yeah,
it's very embarrassing because I put them up as unlisted. So
oh, well, then I won't be
link.
Able to find them.
Man, fuck you, Josh. Why won't, you know, we won't see that shit.
Unlisted means you can only send the link to somebody.
Yeah,
Josh, you son of a bitch. Have we met our contractual obligations to the?
Oh, yeah,
hour?
It looks like it.
Who who's our crumble coin champs of the week?
Oh shit,
Aubrey Huff because
Ooh,
Aubrey
yeah.
Huff guys gave some great insight. One, if on a marriage. Woman, yeah, and he's great at that. He gave, he said, if a woman tells you her number, multiply it by 3, and if a man tells you his number, divide it by 3. And he also said that divorced women go after betas.
What does it mean when you divide the number?
Like, I've been with, I don't know, like 15, 16 women, so divide by 3, that means I've been with 5. So he's saying that men lie about how many women they've been with. They they say how
okay.
too many.
That's weird.
So that would mean I've been with like 48 women, and you've been with like 300. And Josh has been with 303. Mm. And for women, he says multiply it by divide. So you would divide it. Yeah, because if a woman's like, I've been with 10 guys, I mean she's been with 3 because she would lie about it. So, yeah.
I think my Crumblecoin champ is Miguel Cabrera because he has half the makings to make a Molotov cocktail and throw in John Fisher's car. So.
Yeah, he struggled with like alcohol abuse or some shit.
Yeah,
I
saw that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, let's make fun of the A's on this one. This goes for Tyler, the Athletics, this poverty franchise, for Miggy, just got him a $90 bottle of wine, a gift I could go get him. That's not a good gift to get for a legend, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, just get like a fucking golf clubs or...
Yeah.
I mean, it's very easy. A box of great cigars.
Yeah, get him something like just a pile of like shit they found at a garage sale. Like, yeah. Here's some water skis. Here's a boombox. Here's a Nintendo Wii. With no controller, though. Those are broke. You know, that's what they should have done. And we're like, those Athletics. They got them wine.
Yeah.
So
the funny thing about that is wasn't it even like, it wasn't even like a new bottle of wine. Not like when I say new.
It was like from 2020.
Yeah. Like it,
whatever.
I don't know. I just think that whole situation with them being cheap across the board is fascinating.
Yeah, and they're going to go to a market in Las Vegas that will very soon be too hot for them to play outside, and in a market that is so small, they will probably move back to Oakland. So, fuck the A's, and by A's, their ownership group. So,
yeah.
Yeah. We're missing... Nick, give us a crumble coin. I gave one, Josh.
I'll just concur with you guys.
Jesus Christ is your crumble champ.
Yeah.
Brigham Young. Joseph Smith, because you love your dad.
Jim or Fredette. Those are 3 great morphins.
Jimmer.
Morphins?
Morphin.
Moyles?
Moyles.
I combine Mormon and orphans together.
Morphins? It's Morphin time! And it just shows like a sad Mormon child and just a doctor be like, your parents didn't make it. They were so Mormoned up, they exploded. Their golden underwear constricted them.
Mm-hmm. All the family game nights wore them out.
Yeah, all the family. Also, you're a product of incest. Anyway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Patrons.
All right. Patrons.
We got Richie.
Richie. He gives his money.
We got Bravo.
Bravo. Nice cat, Bravo.
We've got Cran.
Cran.
We've got Jeff, who has some bold takes about folk music that I disagreed
Jeffrey.
With.
Jeff.
We've got Tyler.
Tyler.
We have Nick, Alex,
Nick.
Whatever the fuck his name is.
Nick. We also have Alex, but Nick.
Also Alex.
But we would confuse Nick as Alex. And we would just wouldn't name him.
Alex.
Yeah.
Got one more.
Oh, yeah. James.
James.
That's 8.
James.
Got 8?
We love you, James.
We love you guys. You're so good. We're going to... I don't know.
We got to grow this Patreon some. We got to get some new folks in the bunch. We got to make this a nice little mix.
Once I finish part 2, I'm thinking doing the mini wins of Adam Wainwright.
Just part 3?
Yeah.
Part 3?
Part 3. Still writing it, but... Yeah.
I want you to analyze that by games he wore high socks versus no high socks.
I want a stat on his wins from that, because I think he's MLB's better without the High Hawks or the High Sox.
I'll have to go watch Foolish Baseball. He did like a like how he makes his videos and whatnot. And I was like, where do you find all these clips and all that? And he says like MLB.com has like a vault where you can pretty much access every game. So I'm going to try and find that. So, yeah, I'm thinking many wins of Adam Wainwright probably would be a good one.
Tom, you remember that show that used to be an ESPN Classic that was like, can you beat the Schwab?
Yeah, the Schwab. Yeah,
you're going to beat the Schwab.
No. Yeah. No, that guy is a fucking grand mage of sports autism. I am just a mere acolyte.
Can you beat?
I'm a mere apprentice. I am not.
Padawan.
Yeah. The Schwab.
The Tom.
Yeah, the Tom. Can you beat the Tom? And he's just like, yeah. And we go up to the game show, and then you just hand the contestant a bat. I'm like, I didn't agree to this. And you hand him another bat. We're like, two bats? Here's
dual
the third
wheel
bat.
Bats.
We can't have three bats. He's got another arm. Can you beat the Tom? We should do a trivia night.
Tomism.
Tomism. Aw, Tomism. That's what it would be.
Simo's doing a trivia night coming up.
Yeah. We should revive my old trivia group. This was out during like 2014, 2015. Did I ever tell you what the name of it was? It got me laid. But Cosby Pills and Ass. Yeah. I don't think it's going to work this
Crosby
day.
Stills
and
Ash,
do you think it's a little dated? This is the problem. I'm Jimmy Carr. People are too fucking sensitive all the time.
Sounds like you're doing a Baltimore accent.
Baltimore.
No, you know something I've realized?
Baltimore and London.
Lucci kind of has a Baltimore
like
accent.
No way.
What?
Lucci kind of has a Baltimore accent.
No way. No way, Joe Flacco.
No, it's like the way he says like certain words that like aren't like emphatic, but yeah. Yeah, I've picked up some Baltimore from him.
Let's get Lucci in. Let's bring him back, one of the OGs.
He won't.
And we'll make him talk into the mic a little bit.
He won't.
Would you
that.
Say say this word, Lucci. Say Joe Flacco for everyone. Joe Flacco. I think that's and we just kind of write it down like little doctors. All right, who we fucking
I'm fucking Drew Rahm tonight.
Fuck Drew. Poor guy.
Don't care.
Fuck the start of the work week. Am I right?
Yeah. Fuck the
working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living.
Looks like me and Tom are both off work tomorrow.
I'm off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Barely getting by.
I asked to get extra shifts, and they gave me a double, so I'll have 3 days off next month. I'll just work longer days. So, fuck. Fuck the Yankees, everyone. I love my Yankees. Why would you say something about the Yankees? They are.
I'm just ready for the season to be over with.
Amsterdam's greatest contribution to America. Yeah. Yeah, we got to do playoff predictions. Oh, before we let everyone go, Josh came up with a new Goofus last week. Do you remember it?
Oh, God, no.
We were making
fun
of crypto collapsing. Oh, shit.
What was it?
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to revisit it. We're going to have to write it down.
Yeah, I totally forgot that one.
We'll have to do postseason predictions. But other than that, folks, we love you.
We'll
catch you later
this week. See you at the end of the week.
This week.
Conscience clear.